Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host Christian Castain. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. Our 90th episode of you getting my name wrong, but I'm doing fine.
All right, I think I say your name right. It's Christian Castain, right?
It's just Chris. Come on, man.
Oh, okay. Chris Castain.
Yeah.
With us today, we have two luminaries from New York, the Big Apple, as they call it, one of the greatest cities in the world. We have Donnie, who has joined a podcast before. How you doing, Donnie?
Just peachy.
And we have a good friend, and I'm not really sure what Steve is to me. Like, I wouldn't say colleague, because he's never in the group chat. I've talked, for some reason, I hold, like, a lot of respect for Steve. For a while, I thought he was, like, 30 years old, so I was just like, damn, this dude's got his life together. Only to learn that he's not 30 years old and he's a student in New York. How you doing, Steve?
That was something that I learned.
Member of the...
Just like you.
Of the better... Well, better...
The better, yeah, you can go with that.
Probably better personality, a little bit less on the audio quality, Grad Slam podcast. How you doing?
You know, I mean, that's more on your end, but we won't get into that. But yeah, I'm doing
my audio. Yo, I would argue our audio quality is much better.
This is good call. This is good audio. I'll give you that. This is top notch stuff right here.
Yeah, you guys are like coughing, and like Josh is fucking with Twizzler wrappers and ruining my listening experience.
We may lack
jokes. And an ability
is that the Grand Slam pods,
and to make people laugh, because both Eric. I and Chris have very little sense of personality or humor in general.
Wow,
but at least our audio sounds decent.
What a
now,
start!
That's a good point. But one thing that you know we don't have, definitely a mute button. That would be useful for Josh's Twizzlers, for example.
That would be useful. Yeah, well, it's nice to have a cough button now and then.
Yeah, a cough button as well. That would be good for a lot of reasons.
But, yeah.
That's one thing we lack over there. We'd like to gain.
I know. It's for the love of the game. Do you guys have a new... why don't you just plug that really quick? Do you guys have a new podcast out? Where can people find it?
Yeah, you can find us at iTunes, Google Play, and I think... We're working on the Galaxy for you, Eric. Just for you.
I know. I've got it. I'm subscribed to.
Yeah.
I don't use Google Play. I use like this Castbox app or whatever.
Yeah, that's it. Grand Slam Pod on all those and on Twitter. Travis usually runs the Twitter. He tries to keep it light and entertaining and some banter over here. So I'm crossing paths with like rivals, basically.
So how's the Yankees season going?
Awful. They just lost. What was it 9-1 to the Marlins just moments ago?
I just know that Giancarlo Stanton's ruining my fantasy baseball team.
Oh yeah, he was 0-4 today with a strikeout, and he got booed really, really bad.
He deserves it because he's making me lose fantasy games.
He's frustrated. It's bad. It's bad. Yeah.
But Gregorius, he's playing okay.
Oh, he's the MVP of the team right now.
Yeah,
MVP of the league. He's leading the league in slugging percentage, second in WAR. That's enough baseball for today.
I didn't need you to flex your baseball talk on me.
Are the Yankees 500 now? 8-8?
I think, yeah, they're 5-8. Yep.
So, locked to miss the playoffs?
Oh my gosh, stop it.
You know what, you're onto something. No,
I honestly don't know. Like, when should I start like caring about what?
Me and Travis talked about this. So yeah, that's a good time. Me and Travis talked about this. It's whenever Mike Trout's on top of the WAR leaderboards. That's one way to kind of tell when you should start caring. Also, when the summer hits, when all their sports are done, when hockey's done, basketball done.
I always go 60 games. 60 games, you can figure it out pretty good.
I would say either Mike Trout WAR, whenever he's number one, and. Yeah, 60 games is solid. You know, when you get into like the June area.
Oh, summer. I mean, yeah, because if a team's 20-40, they're basically out. Like,
yeah, essentially, luck. Yeah. I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. If it sounds like we're delayed or if I ever come in late, it's because we are also watching the Columbus Blue Jackets and Washington Capitals, and the Blue Jackets are gaining the zone but not getting any puck presence. It's multi-sport. We're here to talk about the NFL. Luckily for us, like, very little has happened in the NFL. Some things have happened, but nothing that's, like, earth-shattering that's going to change, like, the trajectory of the league.
Well, but there are definitely some talking points.
Yeah, but there are definitely some talking points. So let's start with one that's probably the most important. Dez Bryant, longtime Cowboy, cut by the Cowboy. Chris, because you haven't talked for a while, tell me what you think of this move for the Dallas Cowboys.
I thought this was a good move for the Cowboys because Dez Bryant's just a bad wide receiver at this point in his career. We don't know why. It could have been Dak. People are putting blame on pretty much everybody else but Dez, but I think it has something to do with Dez. Ever since Tony Romo retired, Dez has been a bad wide receiver. Has the most drops in the league. So for the Cowboys, I think this is a very good move to just cut him. I wouldn't need... The people are talking about giving him a pay cut. I don't even think he's worth the pay cut at this point.
Donnie, as a fan of the Giants, Dez Bryant has been attached to them. What do you think of that move? Dez to New York.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
It depends how much they're talking, but I mean, it's like he's like a wide receiver two at this point. Like,
at best.
Low-level wide receiver two. Let's they have Marshall already, who's the same player.
Right.
And I've seen plenty of Dez get locked down by good corners for the last couple of years, so it's
probably true. Let's say bites just for the hell of it 1 year, $10 million. Would you be mad at that?
Yes, that's a lot of money.
The wide receiver market is right now, it's on the lower end.
That's money for
if you want to talk about what Jarvis Landry, a mid-tier, not even top,
you know,
10 receiver in the league, in my
Landry's also
by
young
how much
and has potential to get even better than he already is. Dez is on the downslope, doesn't get the yardage he used to. His yard per catch is down quite significantly.
True.
Doesn't catch as many balls per target anymore. It's like if you're looking for a big guy, throw lobs to in the corner, hey, maybe. But the Giants have Odell Beckham and Brandon Marshall. I think they'll be all right.
What's the next move for Dez Bryant, Steve?
Does he want to take? Well, he's got options. He either wants to take the most money available, which could be a lot of teams, or he could take kind of a. I don't think any contender would offer him a shitload of money. Like Donnie said, $10 million is kind of a lot. I always say wide receivers are the icing, but not the cake. They're not really. I don't always say that, by the way, but they're not.
Oh,
I've never heard you say that about
Mike. Laugh at Steve all you want, but that's an accurate analogy because the QB is the base, the wide receiver is just what you put on
yep,
top.
Yep, that's right. I never say pretty. It, but it is true. They are the icing and not the cake. What's next? I don't know. I mean, I think
where do you think he ends up?
I think I heard Ravens, Packers, Eagles, Giants were some of the teams that have shown interest in him. I can see the Giants. I mean, it seems like he wants to go there with Odell. And then it seems like the Giants have some sort of interest. I feel like I would say the Giants. That's my guess.
I think he'll go to another team in the division. I don't think he'll be the Giants. I think he'll be a Redskin. I think that makes perfect sense. They don't have
Redskin makes more sense than the Giants for sure.
It does, yeah.
For sure.
Alex Smith, what is he gonna do? Do we know? Are we sure?
Well, their wide receiver core is kind of. I mean, adding Dez Bryant isn't gonna like change that, but
it'll help. The red zone game will be much better.
Yeah, because they lost Terrell Pryor in the red zone.
That is true. The red zone needs help, but Washington's wide receiver. Washington's wide receiver core is no joke. I mean, they have Jordan Reed to throw to in the red zone,
plays.
I mean, the reports say he's going to be healthy at the beginning of the year.
But will he stay healthy?
Well, you can say that about literally any player in the league.
Like there are players that can hurt much more often than, like, he gets hurt more often than just about anybody.
Okay. God damn it. I'm gonna plug a baseball reference here. Okay, I'm sorry, I have to, but like it's like the Mets with DeGrom and Syndergaard and Matt.
Yep.
You know they have a top end pitching rotation, but can it stay healthy? And you say like, oh, that you can say about anyone, but like literally they just there's I believe in the injury prone player. I mean there are players that just once they have nagging injuries that they just continue to go on and on. And you think it's gone?
Right.
Oh,
well,
you can't really say that he wouldn't help like significantly. If he was to play at a decent level.
But my point being, you guys are talking about the Washington wide receiver core like it's the bottom of the league. It's not. They're decent wide receivers.
They're very good.
They're middle pack.
Yeah.
They're like middle of the pack. They're decent.
Well, the other team I was thinking is the 49ers. I thought that would make a lot of
sense. Oh, yeah, that's what I saw right away when he got released. They were – yeah, that would make sense.
That's the team that he's been linked to the entire time.
Yeah.
I mean –
I forgot about that.
Mobs on lobs day after day after day.
Would help with my Jimmy G GOAT take.
Oh, gosh.
But he has
to get somebody to throw to first, so that would be a good start.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Marquise Goodwin's a baller, dude.
Yeah, but they need a number two. That Marquise Goodwin's not going to be out there, you know, out jumping 6'3" corners. He's not that tall.
That is true. All right. We've spent a lot of time on this. Let's move on to the next one. CJ Anderson cut by my Broncos. I'll just kind of go with my thoughts here first. The move was coming since pretty much midseason. Anderson was pretty unhappy with Denver the whole year. Didn't have very nice things to say about John Elway. And it was never a really good fit. I like CJ Anderson as a running back. And I'm sad to see him gone, but he's still, in my opinion, a top 13, 14, maybe even 12 running back in the league that can, behind, in the right circumstances, can crank you out like close to top 5 statistics in running back categories. So if he finds the right landing spot, he could be a weapon. What do you think, Donnie? Where are your thoughts on kind of what Anderson has left him a tank, and then where he kind of goes?
Well, you see, left in the tank is kind of lame to talk about. He just played 16 games, didn't he? He played all year?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and he was over 1,000 yards, correct?
Well, I mean, what do you think his caliber of play is?
For 100%, yeah. I mean, he's a mid-tier running back for a team that needs... If somebody needs a guy that can, you know, 200 carries a year, he's the guy to have. The running back free agency pool is, like, bad. Like pretty bad right now. So adding him is, like...
Yeah.
Non-existent.
It's beautiful to have him. and whoever gets him is going to get a decent starting running back.
Chris, where is he going?
I think there's two spots. Tampa Bay would be one. They just let go of Doug Martin. I think that would be a pretty good landing spot. Both parties would benefit from it. And then Seattle, I think that's another top spot. I think either one of those spots would be good fits for both parties.
Steve, any thoughts on CJ Anderson before we move on?
You know, I feel like this is such like a New England signing. I don't know. I just feel like
Ian like brought that up the other day, and I could totally see it. He'd fit very, like, I could see them totally just. That. I could see them. He fits the New England protocol. I could.
Everybody fits the New England protocol.
Yeah, I know, but I could see as far as personality goes. I mean, he's pretty, like, he'll keep his mouth shut if he's in a good situation, and won't cause much trouble for you. And then I think that if they sign him, they'd probably cut James White, because he and James White are kind of the same guy, both kind of relying on the screen game, and they're not going to, like, get you 1,000-yard rushing seasons unless you give them, like, a lot of carries.
But he's not going to get the money in New England either. He would get more money elsewhere.
Right. But I'm saying, like, I feel like he's not a guy who's really about the money. Like, he was vocal during the winning, like, the losing streak that Denver went on. He's about winning. And that's a place to go if you're about winning.
What's that?
Maybe Green Bay, I think I thought of too, maybe. I don't know. Trying to think of a...
That wouldn't be a bad spot either, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like New England and Green Bay were... I don't know if they have any traction to it at all. That's just what I think in my head.
Yeah.
What could possibly be good spots for him.
All right, well, this wasn't on the script, but the news this time of year is so slow. Like, what do you think about what's going on in New England right now? There are, like, multiple reports that Gronk probably won't start the season on the Patriots. He's obviously unhappy. For the first time ever, like, Tom Brady is not showing up for off-season workouts. And I get that, like, he's on press tour and it's not required or whatever, and he's Tom Brady, but I think there is something to the fact that he's never missed these before, and now kind of there's been some news with Giselle kind of talking about how Tom's kind of a little bit fed up with the Patriot way. I'm not sure how accurate those reports are, but what's going on in New England right now, Steve?
Yeah, I've heard that too. I've heard he's kind of leading a player's revolt almost, Brady. Obviously,
which is like the most surprising thing ever.
Yeah,
like I think,
and it kind of starts with obviously him using Guerrero, his own trainer, and the Patriots prefer him to use.
Remember when that Wickersham report came out like mid-season, and everyone was like, "Nah, this isn't real. Like nothing's happening," and now everything's coming out, and like. There's like some real problems. Story. There's some real problems in the New England organization, I think.
I see it. I mean, time's coming to an end. First off, Brady's eight. You want to talk about like the non-drama issues, just like reality. Like, he's obviously the greatest quarterback, but like, he's going to have to retire at some point. Like, the end's coming.
And
I don't care what he says that he thinks he can play till he's like 90. The end's coming.
And
Gronkowski. You know, there's issues there. Then there's contract issues. Probably I don't know what they want to do with him, and he might want to retire. I mean, whatever. That I don't even know if I really bought that. Honestly, I think that was kind of just a distraction almost from what the reality is in Gronk's world. But it's a lot. I like it. I like all the drama in New England, even though it doesn't faze them at all. It's not gonna like.
Oh yeah, they'll still reporting is gonna bother them.
So. they're gonna win the AFC East with ease and.
Yeah,
sure. Probably make it to the Super Bowl again, maybe. So, it's something to definitely keep an eye on because this is not the end of it. Obviously, this is gonna continue to just get more coverage and probably more stuff to leak.
Chris,
I could see.
You sounded like you had something to say.
Yeah, I could see Tom Brady retiring at the end of this next season coming up if the drama continues. It sounds like he's already fed up with it. We don't know how much the other drama is going to come out, and by then he just might be sick of it and just be ready to retire. I see one more run, but that's about it.
By the way, you can laugh this off or whatever, but he hasn't officially come out and said he's playing next. He is not set. There have been no leaks. He's not publicly talked to the press. Bill Belichick has said he hasn't committed yet. So, like. There's a slim chance that he could just not come back.
I think that's no chance, to be honest. I think he's going to come back.
That would be stunning. If he was to retire, I think he would retire. He wouldn't, like right before training camp in, like, late July, be like, oh, yep, I'm retiring.
And see, I can't wait for the speculation when they take a quarterback in the first round.
But here's the thing. That would be the most – that would be –
the most Patriots move.
No, that would be the most, like – what a way to for Brady to go out and just like screw over the Patriots. Like, I would say screw over. I think they got to pick a quarterback no matter what.
It'd be different if they had just won. If they just won the Super Bowl and he went out, he's like, okay, reasonable.
Like, this guy, like, they didn't prepare for it, and he just like retired like right before the season started, I'd be like,
"Whoa."
I
was gonna say before with Gronk, maybe Gronk. I nobody knows why Gronk is really like this angry. Like, there's no one specific reason. But maybe he's just not making enough money. Maybe money's like the real thing, because he hasn't complained about the money. You haven't heard anything about anything in terms of like dollar value. But I mean, he's making less money than like Marquise Lee, Pierre Garçon. Like, he's in that level of receiver, of like where the receivers are, when he's more dominant than just about everybody except like the top eight-ish receivers when he's healthy, when he's on. And you pay for guys that are healthy. You don't pay for them what they'll probably do. You pay for what they could do.
My theory about Gronk is this. I think the number one thing is like he is one of those players, and I know that this doesn't, like, he relies on his personality to, like, market himself, and I think he feels caged by the Patriots, obviously. Like, you go back to kind of, like, mid-season when he had that press conference where, like, Brandon Cooks hopped on his back and he was like, "Oh, I really want to talk about this celebration, but I can't because I'll get in trouble," or whatever. And I think there's part to that, but I think the other thing is, like, I think you're right, Donnie. Like, I think he feels like, you want me to keep a lid on this stuff, fine. I'm being professional about this, and I'm living the Patriot way, but then you better pay me some serious money. And I don't think he's getting that, and I think he wants that, or he doesn't want to play for the Patriots.
Well, in terms of tight end pay, he makes like third or fourth most on average, below Graham, Kelsey, and Reed, which is makes sense because he signed his contract 6 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. So,
and we also have to keep in mind he is injury prone. So I don't think he's going to get any more money than he has now, as far as year by year basis. He's injury prone, and that he's doing pretty well the way he is. How much he's getting now? I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a contract that's less than what he has now if he re-signs somewhere else.
He'd probably make it. He'd get a raise. I think he would get a raise because Jimmy Graham got 10 a year for 3 years. Gronk's making 9. You gotta say, if Gronk left New England, that he would probably get paid about 10.5 a year. It's not like that much. It's not that significant, but he'd probably get it all guaranteed. And I mean, it's not like he's been making that much money before this. Like last year, he made $4 million. Before all the bonuses and such. But yeah, I mean, it's just I can't believe that he paid the same amount or less than he's getting paid now.
Yeah, I guess I do have to keep in mind that New England, his connection with New England would probably help him some.
Oh yeah, 100%.
So,
you're probably right.
So up next, we have James Harrison, but, like, the more we're talking, I kind of want to, get this over with quickly. So I'll just go around here. James Harrison's retiring. Two questions. Like, is it for real this time? And is he a Hall of Famer? We'll go Chris, Steve, Donnie, me. Throw it to you first, Chris.
And you mean it's for real as in he's retired for real, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just make sure.
Because he's done this once before already. Like,
yeah.
I think twice before.
Yeah, it's kind of been going around for a couple of years that he might retire at some point soon. I think this is for real. I think he's done. And is he a Hall of Famer? No, I don't think so. Not quite. He's borderline, but I don't think he makes it.
Done. Yeah, I think he's borderline as well. I mean, I think he's done, though. I think once he left the Steelers, went to the Patriots, he kind of tried to get that last, you know, one more Super Bowl in. I think he probably had this in mind. But I think once he left Steelers and went to the Patriots, I think that's kind of, I don't know. I don't think he's just going to come back out of retirement again. But
right.
I don't know. He's not a lock. He's hardly a lock, really.
Donnie.
See, what I think is, Eric and I were talking about this before. He was elite for a couple of years, and then ever since, him being benched probably didn't help, or him not playing as much probably didn't help. And Yeah, the Patriots thing, it was like a last hurrah. You know, I'm done with this. I can't do this anymore. I'm getting old. He's still a beast. Nobody's questioning that. But it comes to the point where it's just like, he's what, 39 years old? Do you really want to do that anymore? Like, he's made plenty of money, you know. In terms of the Hall of Fame, I'd say like very borderline. I'd probably go with no if I was voting, but he's up there for sure. And I'm sure Steelers fans will tell you 100% yes, he's in no matter what. But anybody else would be like, eh, you know, he was great, but how great was he?
Right.
Yeah, I have no doubt Steelers fans would say that. 99% of them.
So, Johnny and Steve on the podcast, they don't grace us with their presence enough. I would like them to grace us with their presence more, and hopefully I've left a good impression on them. But we're here because it's the NFL draft, and I'm sorry, but both your teams suck. But so does mine, to be fair. All three of the four people in this room teams suck, and one of them just chokes away big leads.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Shout out to you. I hope you're enjoying your playoff trip. I wish I had that. We've had Donnie on the podcast before, so Steve, you are a long-suffering fan of the New York Jets.
Very long.
You had to be born into this, right? You didn't choose the Jets, did you?
That's a really good question.
He did choose them.
I did choose them. Here's the thing. I don't know why. See, I was born into the Islanders and Yankees. I was born into them. That was something that was in my family. Family, not the biggest football. My uncle, who was probably the biggest into football, the Cowboys fan, didn't go that route. Kind of happy I didn't. Even though Jets aren't really, you know, better. But I don't know. That's a good question. I have no. There's got to be some stupid reason why. I don't know. Maybe a friend, my childhood friend. Maybe when I first got into football, he was a Jets fan. I don't know. There's got to be some reason.
You like the color green?
Maybe yeah, the green. I don't know.
It's a very like, especially for like a young kid who's just picking like a random football team. Like, kids are usually drawn towards winners. Yeah. And you chose the New York Jets. It's not diss on you, but like, it's just very,
oh no, I mean, I take it. I mean, I'm also
very, very surprising to me.
I mean, Knicks, because obviously there wasn't really any other New York teams, so that makes sense.
Let's go Nets.
Right. as both of you are in the New York market, I'm sure everything gets twice as much hype. My first question here is, and whichever one of you wants to pick this up, you can. Is this like the most hyped draft of the past decade?
Yes. Well, just in general or for New York?
Just in general. And in New York especially.
Oh, New York definitely is. I mean, I don't think there's ever been the two New York teams have owned two of the top three picks. That's actually like insane. So for New York, it's definitely like the big topic for the next week. Last decade, most hyped. I think quarterback wise, it is. I think, you know, people saying they could be like six quarterbacks taken in the first round, whatever, four, five, three going in the top three. So, okay. I think quarterback wise, it is. I think there's also some other good non quarterbacks in this draft as well. It's a deep draft, I think. So I think you could say that. It's definitely one of the more hyped drafts.
All right.
As of late.
Okay. Let's start, and I'm afraid to ask this first question to Donnie because he's semi-delusional about this.
All right.
Donnie. That's sorry. I mixed up my New York stereotypes. My bad.
All right.
20B from the Bronx.
Oh my God. Can that be like a soundbite now for your podcast? Just you saying Johnny?
Yeah. I'll cut that out. I'll cut that out.
No, don't cut that out.
We're not cutting that out.
I'll cut that out for a soundbite.
Oh, yeah. Cut that out for a soundbite for sure.
So here we go. Donnie, do the Giants need a QB?
Eventually. That's the best way. And they're going to need a quarterback.
I can debate this with Donnie all day.
Donnie.
They need a quarterback now. That's up to Gettleman and them. They don't know if he really likes Davis Webb. He's not going to take.
Is Eli Manning?
That's a bad answer.
Is Eli Manning a top 20 quarterback?
Oh, for sure. He's at the bottom.
No, wrong.
Yeah. Okay, if you're going to say he's not a top 20 quarterback based on him throwing to Roger Lewis as his top receiver.
Oh, Odell, what about Odell Beckham Jr. for the past 3 years? Let me read you some of his number there.
Okay,
last year he wasn't. 26 touchdowns and 18 picks. Oh.
Okay, but you can't argue with, like, if he's put in the correct offense, which he was in 2015.
Oh, my God.
He could be fantastic.
Okay, listen, Ben McAdoo was still the offensive coordinator in 2015.
Okay, but it was a different – there was different
– No, you can't –
the entire personnel was different. He brought in his whole crew with him.
Oh,
and it
right.
just changed up the entire – first off, they don't run the ball, so that hurts. Like, that hurt a ton. They might have pitched the ball outside 6 times last year. Like, I can think of 2 or 3.
Right, because you have no offensive line.
But still, you have to try to do something. They didn't run the ball correctly. So that's going to hurt Eli significantly as is. And then you were flawed in what you said. You said they have no O-line. So give him O-line, see what he can do. Give him an O-line and see what he can do. If he sucks next year.
Look at the film and see clearly that his arms has gone the past 2 years.
It's really hard to have arm strength when you drop back and you have to throw off your back foot like 3 out of every 5 plays.
All right.
So we're saying
I'd say
the end of that like 15 to 20-ish.
Okay,
he's
not any higher than 15 at this point. Holy he could be higher shit, than 15 Donnie. If he had a good year.
He's below average, but he's not like dead last either.
Well, me and Steve, me and Steve are grounded in reality, but.
Either of your teams have quarterbacks anyway, so how do you know?
Eric, you just put words in my mouth, Eric, you just put words in my mouth. I'm not totally sold on the whole Eli Manning ranking. I don't really care where he is. He's
fine,
not
but
great.
Is
he's
he wa- is he washed up?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's getting older.
Yeah,
he's not like
he's
he used
washed
to
up.
Be. Yeah,
okay,
sure.
Getting washed. Older and washed up are totally different things.
I don't think washed. Here's the thing, Eric. This is what I was saying before. This is what I mean. I don't know. Donnie's not really against this, but I'm all for, like, the Giants need a fucking quarterback this draft.
Yeah, like, if you guys pass on a quarterback at 2, like...
Especially if the Browns are actually that dumb and they take Josh Allen number 1 and Sam Darnold sitting there at 2. You can,
or if the Browns
Saquon
are
Barkley.
That dumb and take Saquon Barkley at number 1.
I can see that happening.
Well...
If they, oh my god, that's worse than Josh Allen. That's worse than Josh Allen.
I can see it happening.
That won't happen.
There's a good chance Saquon Barkley's there at 4. Unless they
I can see them taking Allen over. You have to realize them taking Allen over Darnold or Mayfield or anybody is like the most Browns thing that could possibly happen.
Yeah, but I think also picking Barkley over a quarterback at 1 when there's a chance, there's a very good chance that Barkley's going to be there at 4.
You totally couldn't see Hugh Jackson just being like, I really like this Barkley guy.
Unless they trade with some team and
would you be mad if they ended up taking Barkley at 1 and then a quarterback at 4? Let's say maybe Darnold falls.
There's no way Darnold. There's no way Darnold falls.
Eric, tone it down. Tone it down a bit. I was going to say Darnold falls to 3, and then let's say the Giants took Barkley. Are you saying at 4, if they had the chance to pick between, like, I don't know.
Why would the Giants take Barkley over Sam Darnold? It's like the Giants.
If they don't like a quarterback. Okay. Maybe
how do you not like Sam Darnold, though?
Every report out of New York has said that. I will read you the CBS report from 2 weeks ago.
Great.
The Giants will only take a quarterback if Sam Darnold is at 2.
Sure. Great. But what if they make a change? Nothing is set in stone right now. I will guarantee you that nothing is set in stone at this point in time.
Reports kill me because we can't go by a report right now because I don't. Most reports end up not being true when it comes to the draft.
Remember, the report was Odell Beckham was more than 50% likely to be traded. And now it's like, oh, no, never mind. We never said that. Nothing happened. Like, no, it's Reports
that's
are reports.
That's the trade. And this
that's
like,
that's nah, different. There, okay. there were ramifications.
Almost every year there's a report, some kind of report just like that, and it ends up being totally wrong, and it ends up being totally opposite.
But
it happens every year.
Let's get back to Steve's point, because it's a good one. Donnie, this is the year to get the quarterback of the future, even if you believe Eli Manning's still the guy.
Do
you believe Davis Webb is better than Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, or Baker Mayfield?
Saying that, because they could take another quarterback in the second round this year, and then you have two guys to like load
but
up
why
on.
Why would you do that? Why would you take a project guy?
All the quarterbacks in this draft are a project, Eric. Every single one is a project. There's no 100% superstar quarterback. And that's
not according to what you say over DMs. You seem to think that I think
Rosen sucks.
I agree with you. I think taking a quarterback, no matter who you take, is a dice roll. What are you talking about? I can't name five examples off the top of my head.
You're talking about this year?
I'm talking about any year, because last year people said Deshaun Watson sucked, and then look at what turned out with him. But this is something that, and the NFL draft complex could be wrong, but this is like the draft that everyone says is like there is at least one franchise quarterback in here. And if
you also have to recognize with the whole Deshaun Watson thing, he was picked 12th. So the difference between a top 3 player and like a 10 and under, like 10 to 15 player, there's a lot there. There's a significant difference between taking a quarterback top 3 and him busting, and a quarterback at 12 and him busting.
But would you rather have a quarterback with a chance to bust with still and this is going by your logic, still a solid Eli Manning for the next 2 to 3 years, or would you rather pass on a quarterback this draft, have Eli Manning fizzle out within the next year, and then next year when there are no quarterbacks in the draft,
quarterbacks every year.
Donnie, if you're saying all these quarterbacks are projects, well, they're not going to start, right?
Right.
Eli Manning is throwing
quarterback at two.
Well, it depends on what they think of Webb. If they think Webb is good, they're going to.
Oh, my God. How can you think that Davis Webb is the answer?
Eric. I want you to answer this completely honest with me for all your listeners. How many Davis Webb games have you ever watched?
None. But zero. I watched him play in the SEC, and he sucked.
You have the wrong quarterback.
He was a mid-tier college quarterback, which translates to you're awful in the NFL.
I think you're right there, bud. He played
in California.
At California. He was a bad SEC quarterback as a freshman. Sorry. Oh, it's hard to play quarterback when you're 18 years old. Sorry. At Cal, he was fantastic. He was tremendous at Cal.
Yeah, but the Pac-12 doesn't play defense.
That's foolish. That's just stupid. That's another one of your sayings that's just dumb that nobody wants to hear.
Steve, talk some sense to Donnie for me. Like, there's no way Davis Webb is the answer for the Giants over like
You've
Josh
never
Rosen.
Seen him, so how do you know?
I've it's seen like Josh Rosen play
baseball. How can you say somebody's good in hockey or baseball because you don't watch the games? You have no idea anything that goes on. You literally have no idea of anything that goes on anywhere.
I watched every Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold game this year. I can tell you they're better than Davis Webb.
Every single one.
Every single game.
Okay, and then did you level it off comparing UCLA and USC to Cal?
I'm just more stunned at how Donnie thinks Josh Rosen is so bad and is
I think he's like the third or fourth best quarterback.
Is this because let's talk about this. Let's shift to I'm not willing to argue with Donnie because it's impossible to win.
Because you're gonna lose because you're
right.
Not knowledgeable.
So well, I am knowledgeable, so just shut up. This is not going well for me.
It never will, so stop.
Okay. What Why don't you like Josh Rosen? Is it because he...
Because he had a bad, a quote-unquote bad game versus USC.
Oh, that's not why.
The USC game is actually fine. He played above...
Not because scouts say he probably has a better IQ than Eli Manning will.
Josh Rosen,
like, I don't know if you've read the ESPN interview with him. By the way, everyone should go check that out.
Listen to me.
It's a great read. The dude is legitimately, like, the smartest NFL player.
There's NFL quarterbacks that went to Harvard. Shout out to Steve. So he's not the smartest quarterback. But...
Yeah, he's not talking about chemistry.
I don't care how smart he is. Like, I don't care how well he does interviews.
His football IQ is off the charts.
That's great. He doesn't perform against good teams. That's how he was in college.
Texas A&M.
Oh.
Which one?
The comeback.
That's great. You want to know why they were in that position? Because he was bad in the first, like, chunk of the game. And the other game they played against Texas A&M, he was awful. He was brutal. And that's a good team to compare players with because they have NFL futures.
So,
he didn't have a good game against Cal basically his entire career.
Saquon Barkley never did good in big games either.
That is true. He choked against Ohio State.
Is that really the truth?
The running back position's different, though. It's just not the same.
But how are you going to tell me Saquon Barkley is, like, supposed to be, like, a number one or two pick in a very deep running back draft, but Josh Rosen is, like, second-round pick?
For my sake, I hope the Giants pass on him, and I think the Jets are stupid enough to pass on him, too, because I want him to fall to Denver. I want Josh Rosen.
Okay, so you can have another bad quarterback to put on your bad quarterbacks, so all your bad quarterbacks can go out to lunch together as bad quarterbacks. Like, I don't care.
Eli Manning, bad quarterback, but okay.
Eli Manning, Hall of Famer. I don't care what you say.
Nothing's gonna bother me. I've seen my team win, too.
Have you?
Super Bowl 50, you ever heard of it?
Were you actually a fan or no?
Well, yeah, I've been a fan since I was in sixth grade.
Yeah, just like you were a fan of the Indians, right?
Oh, shut up. See, Donnie gets all petty. All right, we gotta move on here. Steve.
Don't invite me on if you're not ready for this.
We can literally talk about this for another, like, 4 hours. It's crazy.
It's not gonna end well for any of us, because Donnie...
Especially you.
Donnie's logic is flawed, great. But he'll never admit it's flawed. Steve, if the Jets, and I'm not saying they will, but it would be a very Jetsy thing of them to do, what if the Jets pass on a quarterback? What's your reaction?
They won't.
But
that's my reaction.
They could be dumb. The Jets.
There's a 0% chance they do not take a quarterback.
There is a 0% chance they do not take a quarterback.
it's gonna happen.
Alright, Eric, here, I'll play the other game. What would the Jets be doing to not take a quarterback? They traded from 6 to 3 to take who?
I don't know. It just seems like a very
Jets thing. It's a bad scenario. This is just not well thought out.
I just think it's a...
I appreciate that, Eric, but, like, I just don't... They literally...
I don't think it... I didn't say I thought it would happen,
Donnie. Yeah, no, I understand.
I just don't really have a reaction to it.
Cause, like,
I asked a question.
If it happened, Eric, I would deactivate my Twitter account, probably go streaking nude down the street, and...
Why? That seems like something you'd do when you were...
Because he'd be a madman at that point. He'd be driven insane.
All right. Well, okay. So, moving on here. This has been enlightening for me. I think all of us agree that Giants and Jets both need a quarterback. So let's talk about the other top two needs for both of your teams. And I'll start with you, Donnie. What else do they need?
Yeah, before you were talking about how bad the offensive line is, and that's why Eli's bad right now. So having an offensive line would be huge. They've made steps in the right direction, but you can't just – there's more to the offensive line than just who starts for your team, and I think that's important. the teams that build their offensive lines correctly, they build bench too. They've got guys that can come right in and be marginally okay, like hold their own. So I think that's like super important. And especially with the Giants still have John Jerry and Eric Flowers starting for them as a like a projection. Eric Flowers not so much because he's at right tackle, which he'll be better at right tackle. He'll be serviceable.
He can't bend his knees.
John Jerry's atrocious. John Jerry is the worst offensive lineman ever. He's not that bad, but he's not good. He's really, really poor.
And I'd argue that Flowers, yes, Joe's is worse, but I'd argue that Flowers is just as bad. But guy can't bend his knees.
Well, if you, I don't know how much Giant football you watched last year. I'm gonna guess not too much.
I watched about 5 games.
I'd say as the year progressed, he became more quality, more, he figured it out more. And they're moving him to right tackle. He should be much better over there. His movement to the right is much better than his movement to the left. He was always being beaten outside, so I think that's important. And I'd like to give him another year before I really say that, oh, he just can't do it. Because he can do it. I think the whole thing is putting it together with him. Because he needs to be willing to put it together and really just sit there and let them coach him up. And just let them tell him, hey, you need to do this. Don't do it. Now get out there and actually do it.
Okay, who do you want as far as offensive tackles and linemen go in this draft?
The thing is, I have such an issue figuring out who's going to be like great late rounds. Because let's be real here.
It's really hard to
evaluate. The coverage on offensive linemen, especially, but players like in late rounds
really hard. General,
is just poor. And it's not like I can go out and go through every college football team because I don't have the resources or the time for that.
Right, yeah.
No, so
what are some names you would like to see that'll probably fall to the second round that you'd like to see the Giants get their hands on?
In terms of offensive linemen?
Yeah.
There's one guy that they've been rumored with. There's a I think it's Jaron Christian from Louisville. He's a tackle. He plays both sides, which is good versatility that they've been rumored to get in either the third or fourth round. So it seems like he's been rumored to them a couple times. So maybe Gettleman's done his research, you know, yada, yada, yada. Other than that, it's like, it's very hard to figure out, like, in terms of targets, especially who they want. It's really just, nobody knows any idea who they want in late rounds because it's the least covered thing in the world.
Right.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So, what's the third need?
For the Giants?
Yeah. Okay.
See, I would have went quarterback. I would have went O-line 1, QB 2, RB 3.
Okay.
I think the running back is.
You don't think Jonathan Stewart's gonna get a cut? Gonna get it done?
I'm like upset that he was signed. If
he should be, he's not good.
I'm okay with him as like a third down guy, maybe. I don't know. It's not like he's awful. He's just not good. He's there. He's a very
not a
large
starter.
Player. Oh no, of course not. And I don't think he was signed to be a starter. To be honest with you, I think he was signed to be a veteran in a room full of rookies. And a room full of youth, because it's like they've got Gallman's young, Perkins is young, so having that extra guy will help. But if they don't take Barkley with number 2, which I'm guessing they probably will, it just seems like what I've heard. I don't know how great of a decision it'll be. He's going to be a good running back. If they don't take him in the first and they wait till the second, Ronald Jones in the second would be great. Nick Chubb maybe. You know, guys like the running back, it falls off after Barkley in terms of talent level, I think. But it's like there's still guys that are really, really good right below Barkley.
Right. Now, here's my last question for you, Donnie, before we move on, Steve. I know that you don't think they'll take a quarterback with 2, and I know you don't want them to. So here's what I think your dream scenario is, and tell me if I'm. I think that if the Giants aren't going to take a quarterback at 2, they see that the Browns get desperate, and they trade down from 2 to 4 for like two extra second rounders out of one of like the 4 second rounders the Browns have. And then they trade down for a bigger haul, probably 2 first rounders with Miami to 12. What would you think about that move?
Well, I feel like that doesn't fill any of the needs significantly. If they do drop down, they'll get different players, but I'm sure that they won't use them all on need players. The Giants have commonly been known to take depth. You know, like the Eli Apple pick was more of a depth pick than a need pick necessarily, because at the time they had Rodgers, Cromartie, they had Jenkins. It's like, you don't really need to take a guy like that high. So I don't know how happy I'd be with that. I'd be happy if they stuck the course, and if they took Barkley in the first round, there's many quarterbacks in the second round that may not, probably not as good as the first few, but it's still like guys you could figure out, and if there's guys you think make your system better or just work in your system in general, you know, that's always a good thing too.
Who are those late round guys that you think will be there in the second? I'm just curious.
Seems like Mason Rudolph is like, it's commonly known as like a second to third.
I think some team's gonna bite on him early.
I would doubt it.
Third round pick would be pretty.
I'd say the second round.
Top of the second would be third.
Ideal. The Giants have picks, so the top of the second, totally doable. Luke Falk to a lesser extent. I don't think that he's going to be.
I think he could go in the first round, too.
Are we talking like 9 quarterbacks going in the first round now?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Come on.
No, if there were like 6 quarterbacks to go in the first round, I think it'd be Rosen, Darnold, Allen, Mayfield, Jackson, and Falk.
Jackson. Not a good look.
Jackson's going to go round one.
Yeah, he's going to go round one.
And whoever takes him, they're essentially picking, like, Tyrod Taylor with the ceiling. So,
ceiling of Tyrod Taylor?
I don't know if you watched any of Lamar Jackson's
I watched
games.
Plenty of Lamar Jackson. I'm an ACC fan.
Like, he had a slow second year, but, like, that totally discounts what he did his first year.
Okay, he's a tremendous on his feet. His arm is not great.
He's also got a great arm.
He's not great in terms of accuracy. He doesn't complete passes like that, especially against pro-style defenses, guys that are going to be...
Right, but they said that about Jared Goff, too.
I think Lamar Jackson's a better version of Tyrod Taylor. I wouldn't say he's the ceiling of Tyrod Taylor. I think he's a little better. Well, but not much better.
I think he's definitely worth a first round pick.
Pat's like him.
If they can take him and then they'll trade him. That's what they always do. They'll pick him, you know, next he might start a game, I don't know, Brady will get hurt. They'll start a game, he'll go good in the offense, and then he'll be traded the next year. I don't know. I'm not a big fan.
Okay. All right. The last, I'm sorry, Steve. I will get to you. I haven't forgotten your existence. But the one thing I can't help notice you mentioning, I think, Donnie, you both agree that the Giants' strong suit at this point is their defense. But one thing they do kind of lack is a secondary pass rusher now that they traded Jason Pierre-Paul. You don't think that's a need that they'd want to fill in the first or second round?
With a swap to they're running a different defense this year, so they'll have 4 linebackers. And I think having guys like Ogletree and Vernon and Calvin Munson still there, B.J. Goodson, they'll get what – first off, Jason Pierre-Paul was not great. He was really kind of lackluster in terms of what was expected of him. So the
Which
fact
was
that they,
way too much for a dude with 4 fingers. But
oh, okay. Well, I mean, for sure, but you shouldn't – he also just looked athletically like mediocre compared to what he used to be. So that's meaningful
he
enough.
He stuffed the run pretty well last year.
It's hard not to stuff the run when you've got guys that stuff the run with you better than almost anybody in the league. Like we're talking Damon Harrison, one of the best. Olivier Vernon, one of the best.
Right, but
Dalvin Tomlinson was all rookie last year.
You don't think that the Giants need depth, because like you said, that you said the Giants usually draft for depth. Yes, the defense is awesome, but they're like, once you get past their starters, they just don't have that much depth.
Well, I think having Kerry Wynn and Romeo Okwara off the bench, they're both decent enough. They need another guy probably, but I wouldn't call that like a major need, especially when you have Damon Harris in there, who's really good. Dalvin Tomlinson was a very good pick. Avery Moss could be really good, played very, very small role last year, so he could be good. I don't think that's like a huge need. I think defensive, you could talk about basically any position on their defense. The depth isn't necessarily there, although, but I mean, you figure out the depth as it goes. You really just, that's not a real big issue at this point. You draft a third rounder, boom, there's your depth.
Okay. Steve, thank you for remaining patient. Let's start with the number one need for the Jets, a quarterback. You are not like Donnie. You are not slightly delusional. You know your team needs a quarterback. Who do you like? Who?
Yeah, me and Donnie are like literally the total opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of quarterback.
Who's your dream guy?
Who's my guy?
Yeah.
Donnie, tell Eric who's my guy.
Gonna be Baker Mayfield.
That's my guy.
I like that for the Jets.
Again, reports, you take it with a grain of salt, but there was a very good article. Maybe, Eric, I'll send it to you. It's a quick read. Earlier today about, it's kind of like, you know, reports are reports, but it's not a coincidence. I don't really want to break it down. But anyway, there's a lot of, like, today.
What site was this on?
All of a sudden. You know, I'll send it to you right now. It's on, I think, Turn on the Jets.
I haven't seen it. I read an article about Mayfield to the Jets earlier, but I'm not deep in the
Jets. Yeah, Todd McShay said that's what he's hearing. Some other, okay. I think Matt Miller said it as well. That's kind of, like, the new thing. But, yeah, I think I've always kind of been – I think I started off – on the Rosen train. I don't know if you could say train, but I think right when the season ended, I always thought Darnold was just unrealistic. I just never, like, obviously if Darnold's at 3, I would like them to take him, probably, but I don't know, I haven't really even thought about him, because I think he's going to either go 1 or 2. So I'm kind of been like, if they take Allen, I'm going to be, like, seriously depressed, but I'm definitely on the Mayfield train. I think he fits. I think he fits New York. People are saying he has like his character, like Johnny Manziel type character.
Yeah, I don't buy into that. My question.
I think he's quite the opposite. Honestly, he has so much passion for the game.
Right. Yeah.
He's not going to go off and start doing drugs and drink.
Absolutely.
He's been arrested. I think. I don't even think was he quote unquote arrested. I mean, like, I think there's a video of him like getting tackled by the cops once.
Yeah, people overreact to all that stuff.
Once. He doesn't have a history of, if anything, he's humble. He's just overly passionate. I think that's why people think he might, you know, what he did with the crotch and against.
Yeah,
Kansas.
I've said that all year, and that's been
I like it.
An unpopular take by me, but yeah, I think I want that in my court. I want you to have like fire in you.
Too much.
Like I think Rosen, people question, is the opposite, right? I think people question his off-field stuff, and he's too
smart. He thinks too much about stuff.
He's outside too open. You know, he's got a big mouth, and he talks. You know, people think off-field.
I don't see that as a problem either. But
I think it's more of a problem than Mayfield. I think Mayfield. I think it's totally blown in proportion. I think it's ridiculous.
I agree with both of them.
I'm not saying he's like a perfect quarterback. He's like, oh, that's it. He's never going to get in trouble. But like, I think just the people comparing him to like, oh, he could be Johnny Manziel.
Steve, let me ask you a question here. Mm-hmm. The one thing that kind of holds me back with Baker Mayfield to the Jets is this. When Todd Bowles came in and had Geno Smith, there was that big quote from him where he was like, Geno's a college quarterback. And I don't really work with college quarterbacks. I would argue that Baker Mayfield is a very college-style quarterback. Like, he's not quite like Rosen or Darnold. he worked out of a pro system for a little while. Mm-hmm. Like, Oklahoma is the master of the spread offense. Does that maybe hold you back a little bit? That I think that Baker Mayfield's a great quarterback. I just kind of have a hard time seeing, like, I like the fit with the Jets. I just kind of have a hard time just remembering back to what Bowles said. Like, I kind of have a hard time thinking that he'd want Mayfield as his quarterback.
Fair point. But I think the counter to that is, from what I've heard, the new Jets offensive coordinator, the old Jets offensive coordinator, Todd Bowles, did not get along whatsoever. That's true. Why he got fired. But the new one, apparently, they do get along. And he is the former quarterback coach, Jeremy Bates. And from what I've heard, I think he... because I think that was brought up really early in the process, even when the Jets were at six, about, you know, like styles, all these Allen and Darnold, Mayfield, what type of styles they'd like to play, compared to college and NFL. And I think the fact that they have kind of almost like a quarterback guru as offensive coordinator, I think that kind of helps it out a little bit. The old coordinator kind of, Bowles, and they kind of argued over how many, you know, the run game and how much they should pass and whatnot. And, that kind of really boiled over in the Broncos game, as Eric should remember, when we got tossed around.
Oh, honestly, I won't lie to you. That was kind of one. That was the maddest at the Broncos I was last season, was the fact they won that game. Like, I needed them to lose that. Like, they needed to lose that game. And it was when Josh McCown was playing semi well, and people were like, "Oh, the Jets could go like 8-8," and
that pissed me off.
I wish you would have won that game. Like, that game pissed me off too. Like, I want to be in the top four.
But back to your point, I don't think think he's just no. It's fine. Got I just think I just like him too much. When I watch him.
True.
I watched his tape. I just like him too much to worry about that. And I think also having Jeremy Bates as offensive coordinator kind of helps that a lot. I think I've heard nothing but positive things about him and the way he can work with quarterbacks, and having him as the main guy there on offense.
Give me really quick the two other needs for the Jets. I'd argue wide receiver is like number one.
Well, right now I think Jets have they have like, I think, 14 wide receivers on their roster right now. None of them are really great. Besides, Quincy Newmont's coming off a season-ending injury. I really like him. Again, he's not saying he's like OBJ, but like, I think he's still a good wide receiver. Robbie Anderson, he got into a lot of trouble this offseason.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna. My hot take is I don't think he makes their final roster.
He might not.
He people kind of glossed over that, but like, he straight up got tossed in jail for like 3 weeks this offseason.
Yeah, he got a lot of charges. He had a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
he did a lot of bad things.
And
at six, I really like him. I think he's really, really good.
Part of it was like domestic violence too. So you got to think there's a suspension coming at some.
Yeah, point. That's the thing. I mean, it's gonna be tough for the Jets not to take, even if they don't release him, some type of suspension, some type of discipline. It's gonna be hard for the Jets to not just kind of like toss that to the side. It's a bad look for them. The part of the reason kind of why they didn't sign Sue, maybe, because of, I think, his age. One thing I told Donnie earlier, the Jets only have three players on the roster older than 30. So I think they're kind of not in the old people. And I think they're probably going to have to do something with that. I don't know if it means release. That's kind of what I hope. I think the Jets hope that, too. They want to find a way around it. But I really like him. And then they have Jermaine Curse and Stewart from Alabama last year. They have so many, but you're right. I think they don't have like a like an elite wide receiver, I guess you can say.
What about tight end?
Tight end, yeah. They have, I think, like,
what was it? I like ASJ.
Yeah, he's gone, sadly.
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, I liked him too. I liked him too.
I saw that. Right, he went to the Packers, I want to say, or the, no, the Jaguars.
No, yeah, I think it's Packers. I think you're right.
Packers,
yeah. See, I like them too. I really like them too.
He's a Jaguar, like, by the way.
He is a Jaguar. Damn it.
Hey, seems like they like, I mean, I liked it when they drafted him, Jordan Leggett. I really did. I really liked that pick. I remember watching it, the draft live, and I was really happy. Looks like they're going to sign one, draft one, run with Jordan Leggett, which I wouldn't mind Jordan Leggett, but yeah, I think tight end is kind of a big hole. I think wide receiver, I wouldn't say wide receiver, I'd say maybe a pass rusher. Leonard Williams is great, but he's not going to rush through. They need someone. That's why they're looking at Sue, and they need someone to on the edge to rush. They lost, what's his name, Coney Ealy, free
and
agency.
Wilkerson. Even though Wilkerson hadn't performed as of late, like he was still a big part of that line when they
They need someone to pressure the quarterback. And they don't have any second-round picks. That's kind of tough. You can look, you know, you could talk about like, oh, they can get someone in the second round. They don't have one. You know, they're going to draft someone, obviously, to try to – so they're probably going to run with a rookie, which is kind of meh. And I think cornerback is kind of an underrated one. I like the Tremaine Johnson signing a lot.
They have sneaky. They have like one of the better secondaries in the league.
May and Adams is absolutely unreal.
He's amazing. Yeah, and the guy they got in the second round last year.
Yeah, May. Yeah, People say he's better than Adams. People say like, watching him play, it's not a hot take. I don't think.
I don't know. I think they're gonna build around the defense.
I think that was their plan. Ballsy move to go safety round one and two. Kind of
got off
for it. Yeah, but it's paid off. They have two safeties. But I've heard people say they want to move maybe Morris Claiborne into the slot rather than the outside. Buster Screen isn't that great.
I think corner.
Yeah, I think Tremaine Johnson's great. That was great. They needed that, man, because Morris Good Claiborne side. And Buster Screen, they can't.
Yeah, but even
two slot corners.
Like Johnson's a like fringe number one guy. He was never the number one.
Yeah.
L.A. They always had him on the number two guy, and that he always had help.
I think the Jets stink. I think he can take an expanded role. Why they went so big on him. I like Tyus. Yeah, he was never number one, but I like him. But I think they kind of need, even if they run with like a, you know, a nickel in the draft, someone they can draft. I like Duke Dawson out of Florida. It's really the only kind of depth corner I know. Outside like Denzel Ward, I don't really know many corners in the draft, but those are two guys that I know. Obviously Denzel Ward's going to be in the first round, but that's one of the depth cornerbacks I know that I like. They're gonna struggle. They don't have a lot of picks in the later rounds because they moved up to three. So it's going to be interesting, but yeah, I think tight end is kind of a sneaky one no one really talks about. And they're probably corner. Offensive line, too. Isn't really the biggest strength. And then
Set, blanking on the name, but your center just retired.
Mangold, yeah.
Yeah, Mangold, yeah.
Yeah, legend. But I think pass rusher is probably, in my opinion, the second outside of quarterback, obviously.
Okay.
I think pass rusher is kind of important nowadays.
Well, Chris has been sitting there extremely patiently for the last 20 minutes. So we're going to close this out. Yes. And we're going to close this out with a kind of a mock draft. We'll go the top five picks. Obviously, Donnie, you'll get the Giants. Steve, you'll get the Jets. Chris, I want the Broncos. So, Chris, you'll take both Browns picks. So, Chris, we'll start with you. Who do the Browns take number one overall?
At number one overall, I think I'm not 100% sure, but I'm going to go with Sam Darnold at number one. And number four, I think they're going to take a cornerback and Denzel Ward because Saquon Barkley will not be there at number four. And I hope you want me to go one and four.
Yes.
So that would mean that at two, the Giants would take Saquon Barkley, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, my God. All right.
So that leaves the Jets in a good spot. We can either choose Rosen or Mayfield, which is nice. You know, I think. So the third overall pick in the 2018 NFL draft, the New York Jets select Baker Mayfield, quarterback, Oklahoma. I'm going to play that on repeat when it happens.
All right. I will. Chris, you got to pick this up.
Oh, I thought Donnie still had to pick for the... Oh, never mind. What am I... Oh, I'm going to go number four. Denzel Ward, cornerback. I thought I...
All right.
I thought I already said that.
Oh, no, that's a surprising... It's a surprising pick. And then I hope for my sake that the Giants are dumb enough not to take a quarterback, because I think John Elway's skeptical about taking a quarterback. But if Josh Rosen is there, he's pulling the trigger. I'm taking Josh Rosen with the fifth overall pick.
Or you'll skip over him and take Quentin Nelson.
Ugh, please no.
Or Josh Allen. That's such a Denver pick, man. Josh Allen.
I could totally see them taking Josh.
You could just
Josh
go
Allen.
Completely off the board, and you know, maybe they'll go wide receiver or something. Defensive tackle. Hey.
No, John Elway. John Elway is a lot of things. He is not a good drafter. He
sees
this time
talent very well.
This time of year,
Josh Allen's a Bronco. Congrats.
Oh great God. For you. I used to really like Josh Allen, but then I got less and less hyped on Josh Allen. So
I think well, it's going to be funny if it happens.
Well, I hope it doesn't.
I hope it doesn't for your sake, Eric. I love you. All right.
I hope it doesn't for your sake too. I
think Josh Allen's a Jet, you won't see me. Like you, there will not be another guest appearance because I will not be here. So
both of us. We'll be rooting very hard, but neither of us see Josh Allen.
I don't think if Josh Rosen and Baker Mayfield are there and they pick Josh Allen, that is...
that's a bad sign.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
That's bad.
All right. Well, I think that'll do it for us tonight. Why don't you guys give us a grade, how we do, scale of 1 to 10. How was the podcast, Donnie?
Well, it was great. You know, I had a fun time. Am I able to plug something right now?
Sure.
I'll definitely plug it. Okay, plug YouTube, it. Eric Jensen, I rap. Go there, listen to it.
Oh, no.
It's great.
I'm going to cut that part out.
Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen.
We'll edit that out.
It's a banger. What do you want from me?
All right.
I'll spell it out. Hold on. YouTube.com/
No,
watch.
No. Okay.
V equals TV FUKJGXU.
How would you grade this podcast? More or less of a tire fire than the Grand Slam podcast?
I mean, I can't. This is my boys over at Grand Slam. That's my podcast over there. I mean,
well, no, organization wise.
I think it's similar. I think you both, you know, you go into the podcast talking about what you're going to talk about, breaking it down, going over kind of. Roles. Yeah, we have sponsorships, by the way, so we have to.
I know. We wish we had that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Seriously, shout out to Josh. Like, I have no idea how he just finds these random people
on the
internet.
Josh is our.
Like, he's a god when it comes to networking. Like, I have no idea.
Josh is our networking, marketing, public relations. That's just Travis, but.
He's really good.
Yeah, Josh, he keeps us rolling.
Shout out to
Grand Slam at affordablejerseys.com. All right. But no, yeah, I mean Josh is the man.
Josh Goat.
Josh Goat. A little Josh plug there.
All right.
Eric
I'm sure
Jensen.
He'll be listening.
Eric Jensen.
Okay. And Chris, we will be back probably Thursday night, cuz the NFL schedule is going to be released and we're nerds and we're going to talk about what games we like.
Yep.
So.
Oh, yeah, I'm pumped for that, too. Don't worry. I already have my Jets mock record done. So, and now that might change
pretty
due
early.
It's also really funny. I clicked on the Eric Jensen rap, and then the thing that says up next is rapping for Jesus. So they really know Eric and his Utah ways. So.
By the way, my pre-NFL schedule Jets record is 11-5. So, go Jets.
Yeah, the Giants win 14 next year.
That's a little bit high.
Yeah, well, that's my I mean, I'm optimistic, and that's my pre-schedule. Once I find out when these games are played, I might change. Like, oh shit, we're playing here and week whatever.
Well,
that's
I'm
not fun, so
I enjoy your optimism. I think this is pretty clear by now, but I'm a pretty pessimistic fan. I think the Broncos will go 7-9 at best. But they'll probably be worse, or they'll do the worst thing and go 9-7 and miss a playoff spot and screw themselves out of a draft pick. So as long as they don't go 7-9 to 9-7, I'll be happy. But no,
I feel you, Eric. The Jets have been bad for a long, long time, and we've never really had higher than a 6 pick. And the only reason we have 3 is we had to trade up for it. So,
like, if I'm gonna be bad, I want to be really bad, like laughably bad, like last year. I don't need 7-9 in my life. All right. Well, thank you for joining us on this edition of the End Zone Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at End Zone Pod. Chris on Twitter at Chris.
Don't even try to announce mine, because I don't even know it.
At Eric18 Utah for me, at Anders Lee for Steve. Shout out to the Islanders. They were okay for half a month and then collapsed. And good luck with whatever John Tavares decides to do. Rest in peace to you.
That will be a bad time for me.
The NHL is a better place when the Islanders are a decent team. Not good,
I agree,
but decent. Because it's just a little bit different.
Eric
and,
Jensen. Eric
I agree.
Jensen.
Donnie, I hope the Rangers go 0-82 next year.
I agree.
Everybody
I agree.
Goes and listens to the rap that Eric Jensen made. It's called
Rap
on YouTube.
And then that'll do it for us.
There's no way you're gonna get all this out of here.
Peace out, guys. See you Thursday. I'm not cutting any of it.
Eric Jensen.
Peace out.
Take us out. Bye.